Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, this is Steve Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, we're going to talk about Martin Luther. Of course, Martin Luther is the one who nailed 95 theses on the door of the church at Wittenberg, Germany in 1517 on October 31st, and it changed the world forever. He was a very fascinating man, and my guest today is Dr. R.T. Kendall, who is a bit of an expert on Luther. And he has told me, because we're good friends, how much he admires Luther, and I'm going to ask him about it. And you'll learn a lot about church history, about the Bible, about the perspective of God's hand in all of this if you stay tuned after this message.
Journey Interrupted is a film about how five people's lives were affected by their pursuit of identity. It's a compassionate film beginning with their childhood stories of abuse and identity confusion, which led to an identity outside of biblical sexuality. As you watch this film, begin your own journey of compassion and understanding as Jesus walks with them from beginning to end. Share with these individuals as you hear, you matter, you belong, and you are loved. Go to journeyinterrupted.com.
Well, Dr. Kendall, thank you for coming back on the podcast. We recorded a very interesting podcast about the actual anniversary, October 31st, 2017, 500 years. But today I want to talk about the man, Martin Luther, and ask you why you admire him so much, even more than some other leaders.
When I was in seminary, a professor made a distinction between the personalities of John Calvin and Martin Luther. Those who know me well, as you do, Steve, know that I'm known as a Calvinist. But my hero is Martin Luther. And this professor at my seminary used to say, the difference between Luther and Calvin is, if you were going to go on a long holiday, you'd rather go with Luther. Calvin was a very introvertish, scholarly, tend to be morose, great scholar, by the way, and far greater than Luther intellectually. And Calvin had the 20 years perspective where he could correct Luther at different points. What Luther rediscovered, namely justification by faith alone, did leave some questions unanswered that Calvin does answer. So you get a clearer picture of the teaching from Calvin. But Luther discovered it or rediscovered it. And I admire him because he was not listening to what people thought. Had he done that, like his fellow priests who were intimidated by the church, intimidated by consensus, Luther said, I want to know what God thinks. I want to know what the Bible says. And he became so convinced that the Bible should be the sole authority of what we believe that he was willing to die for it. And I don't know if there's many people like that today, people that would go to the stake for what they believe. I remember speaking to a friend of mine. I won't say which country it is because I wouldn't want it to be traceable. But this particular man always wanted to talk about ecclesiology, doctrine of the church, whether there are apostles, whether we have certain authority. And after three times at lunch with him, and that's all he wanted to talk about, I said, stop. Can I ask you a question? Would you go to the stake for your doctrine of the church? He said, no, I don't think I would. I said, well, start preaching what you would go to the stake for. That's what Luther did. He didn't waste time on anything secondary. It doesn't mean he didn't have points of view. But he would have died for this. He would have died for it. I love that about him. And I don't know of many people that have convictions like that. He stood alone. He was fearless. He had no idea of a future. He was expecting to die. They would have executed him. He would not have lived. But he was rescued. And I can't help but admire a person like that. But then there's more, Steve. He was colorful. He was full of witticisms. There's known what is called Luther's table talk. And people would ask him questions. And a lot of that's recorded. And he was so colorful. He once said, when I break wind in Wittenberg, they smell it in Rome. But he made so many great quotes. He's the one that said John 3:16 is the Bible in a nutshell. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, he focused on the main thing. And if it's okay to say, this is why I've written the book, Whatever Happened to the Gospel. Because we're living in a time when people seem to be interested in everything else. They ask, what's in it for me? What will make me prosper? What will make me feel better? And I ask, whatever happened to the gospel? The reason the gospel is so important is because it determines whether you go to heaven or hell. Listen, eternity lasts a long time. And it would seem to me that the most important thing is to know, are you ready to die? Do you know for sure that if you were to die today, would you go to heaven? Well, that's the kind of question Luther asked. And today, if you watch so much stuff on television, it's prosperity teaching, God wants you to be healed, and they emphasize things, not that they're not with some truth, but you ask, whatever happened to the gospel? And that's why I raise the question, it's what Luther asked in so many words. Anyway, you ask, why do I like Luther? It's his personality partly. It is quest for truth, the willingness to stand alone, the willingness to be misunderstood, and I don't know how many Luthers there are today. By the way, he was a man of prayer. How many know that he spent 2 hours a day in prayer? The average church leader today, 4 minutes a day. Martin Luther?
Amazing.
2 hours. John Wesley, 2 hours. Where are the Wesleys? Where are the Luthers? Who's turning the world upside down? Today it's mostly consensus. What do people think? We don't want to offend people. We're worried about our reputation. Luther was not like that. He wanted to know, what does God think? What's in it for God? And I find that so wonderful.
Well, one of the things that you deal with in the book is how during the Middle Ages, the church got away from the gospel. It was hidden behind a cloud, I think you said. And that Luther helped rediscover the essence of the gospel, which is the just shall live by faith alone. What do you think is it going to take to rediscover the gospel in that way in our day where different things have clouded it?
Good question. I wish I knew. Great revival would do this. Let me explain something to you. Do you realize the influence Luther had on John Wesley? John Wesley was traveling back from Georgia, where he had been an utter failure in the United States, Georgia. He went there to save the Indians, and he was rejected. He came back humiliated. On the ship, on the way back to England, there was a violent storm, and he was terrified. But he noticed a group of people that were as calm as they could be. And he went to them and said, how can you be so calm? Well, it turned out these were people known as Moravians. When he gets back to London, he decides to go to a Bible study in Aldersgate Street in London. You can go to London today in Aldersgate Street. There's a plaque there that commemorates John Wesley going to this meeting. While at that meeting, someone chose to read the preface of Martin Luther's commentary on Romans. That was the Bible study of the evening. They read Martin Luther's preface to his own commentary on Romans. As that man read, John Wesley wrote in his diary, as he told us that our sins are forgiven by faith alone, I felt my heart strangely warmed, that I trusted Christ for my salvation. That was known as John Wesley's heart-warming experience. Goes back to Martin Luther. All right, across the Atlantic, I think very few know this, that from around 1733 to 1737, Jonathan Edwards preached week after week after week for 4 years on one theme, justification by faith alone. And revival broke out in New England. It became known as the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is often associated with Jonathan Edwards' sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, which resulted in people being terrified by the wrath of God. But what they don't often know is that for years before, Jonathan Edwards was preaching justification by faith alone, and he says the whole town, this is talking about Northampton, Massachusetts, is filled with talk about God. And an awakening swept all over Massachusetts, Connecticut, and we now call it the Great Awakening, traceable to Martin Luther. And this is just an example of his influence in history. And I just think we need another Reformation. A friend of mine, John Paul Jackson, believes that the next great move of God is going to be a rediscovery of the book of Romans, and especially chapter 4. He used to say this to me, the key to the next great move of God is Romans chapter 4. I said, this is good news. This is where Luther got his teaching. Although it's Romans 1:17 that he focused on, it was his understanding of the gospel of Romans 4. And maybe, Steve, the next great move of God, if John Paul is right, will bring us back to this gospel. And in my small way, I've written this book. I hope it'll have a little bit of impact, whatever happened to the gospel. I hope Christians will buy it, give it to friends, give it to non-Christians. Let them read this, because I deal with this question. Do you know for sure if you were to die today, would you go to heaven? By the way, Martin Luther said, I expect three surprises when I get to heaven. One, there will be people there I didn't expect to be there. Two, there will be people missing that I thought would be there. Three, that I'm there myself by the grace of God. That's a little taste of Luther.
And it's something that all of us could say. And he's such a great man, and I just want to thank you for the very clear way that you explain the Bible in your books, in your teaching, in your preaching, and for the enormous impact you've had with your 70 books. Do you have any idea how many they've sold?
Well, I think you might know.
Well, we have published several of your books, and I just found out that cumulatively they've sold over 1 million copies, which we're very grateful for. But of course, you've published with other publishers. You published in England extensively. And so your impact has been great and goes around the world. So thank you for sharing today your insight about Martin Luther on the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, October 31, 2017. So with that, I'll give you the last word.
Well, people sometimes ask the question, you've heard it, if you could be anybody in church history or world history, who would you want to be? And I thought about that. I would want to be Martin Luther. He would be my hero of all those other than characters in the Bible. You know, I'd like to be the Apostle Paul if you really put me on the spot. But that would be my choice. And I think if Jesus tarries, we must pray that God will raise up another Martin Luther or the equivalent of someone that will help us to rediscover the gospel.
Well said, and thank you again, Dr. R.T. Kendall, for being with me on the Strang Report.
You honor me. Thank you, Steve.
And I'll invite you to tune in again on the Charisma Podcast Network for other Strang Reports. In fact, you can go online and you can choose through all of the ones that we've ever produced, and there are a lot of them, and download interesting podcasts that I know will bless you. Again, thanks for listening. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.